Meditation is a practice that can help you cultivate mindfulness and inner peace. However, there is a common misconception that meditation means emptying our minds. No. That is not the aim and object of meditation. The word meditation stems from meditatum, a Latin term that means to ponder, to think very deeply, to focus very deeply on anything. Focusing on a person, a thing, a word, a phrase, or anything really is part of meditation. When a person is in love and they're suffering from separation from this loved one, oh, because you're unable to meet, I love you so much, I cannot live without you, especially when it's all that new love and all your attention, your mind, body, everything is focused on that person. And that you're deeply in love with, then you can say you're meditating on that person that you're in love with. When we are thinking deeply about a book, a topic, or a place, or even a memory, or memories of a place that we loved when we were kids, we are totally engrossed in this memory. That is also a meditation. That memory is a meditation. However, there's a difference between meditating for a few minutes and getting lost in our thoughts and cultivated meditation. So the cultivated meditation way we are cultivating the practice of actually meditating on the same thing or a place or a topic every single day, ideally at the same time, day after day, that it becomes second nature for peace and wellness. That's the meditation I want to talk about. I do a meditation called mind traveling. I take my mind to the same place every day. And I do the same thing every day in that place. And I've been doing this for 25 years. That now at that time in the morning when I sit on my meditation chair, I don't have to think about it. I'm just actually there in that place where my mind goes every day. Because I have trained my mind. Cultivated meditation is kind of training your mind. There are three stages of meditation that I follow. Now, I also do another meditation, which is a very quick meditation, quite frankly, and it's a body scan meditation that helps with mind-body balance. And this is a precursor for me when I teach Nadi Pariksha or Pulse to my Ayurveda students.
गजाननं भूतगणादिसेवितं कपिथजम्भूफलसारभक्षणम् उमासुतं शोकविनाशकारणं नामामि विघ्नेश्वरपादपङ्कजम्
Warm up. Find a quiet and comfortable place to sit or lie down without being disturbed. If you can light a lovely fragrant candle, a scent you really love, or use a rose or lavender essential oil just in and around your third eye, nose, or even spray it, that'd be awesome. I use a sandalwood incense or masala agarbatti before I meditate. Sets the mood. I also make sure I'm not in a room with a lot of noise and it's not a well-lit room. Slightly dark or you should turn off the lights. It's a great idea to set a timer if you have Alexa or Google devices. Set a time for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, whatever works. All right, I'm going to give you a minute to set this all up and I'll see you back in a minute. All right, let's just even talk about chanting Om. So you might have gone to yoga class and there might have been chanting Om. Even if you don't believe in it, the Om is a divine syllable, and chanting it and holding the Om for a long time actually is very calming for the mind and body. Try singing Om in the bathroom when nobody's watching, and do it with closed eyes, and you will just, that echo, and make sure the sound is coming from the back of the throat instead of saying, Om, as in, did you go home?
home. So imagine if you're saying home, but from the back of your throat, and you can feel it resonating in your chest, home. Now remove the H of H-O-M-E, home. It's just om, om. Now that is an om. Om is not an om. So when it's coming from the front of the mouth, it doesn't have that kind of sound that is coming from our chest, from the back of the throat. And that is when chanted with, I want to become, access the universal energy, that's when you chant om. So in the next section, I have a little chanting. And the first line that I'm chanting, the first invocation is Om Namaha Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Now there is a Purana, you know, there's 18 Mahapuranas in Veda and you know, four Vedas, and there's Upanishads and so on. The in Srimad Bhagavatam, which is called also called Bhagavat Mahapurana, the very first line is Om Namaha Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I am giving my pranams, my obeisances, my namaste, I'm surrendering and praying and invoking Sri Vasudev, who is Krishna, who is Lord Vishnu. And then after that, there is another verse that goes, and I named Narayan, call, you know, Ayurveda and Yoga Academy after that Narayan. So name of my Gurudev, my spiritual master, is also Narayan. And the name of my Lord is also Narayan. So obviously the name of the school that I serve, it is their school, is also Narayan. So it starts with, and you know, people will say Narayana, Narayana, it doesn't matter. As long as the name of the school itself is a mantra, as long as they're saying the name, they're just by saying it, there is some benefit. So it is not Narayanam, it is Narayana. So think, there's four syllables, na, ra, ya, na, Narayana. So this verse goes, Narayanam namaskritya. So namaskar, namaste, you know. So I am giving namaste to Narayan. Narama cha aiva narottamam. So cha aiva, and also the Nara, who is the supreme human being who incarnated as Arjuna in Mahabharata. Narottamam is uttam, meaning one who is the topmost. As well as the next line goes, Devim, goddess, Saraswati, Sarasvatim. I'm also giving obeisances to goddess Saraswati. Vyasam, Vyasadev. So you might have known around July, usually around that month, we celebrate Guru Purnima, right? So Guru Purnima is the appearance day of Vyasadev. Tato jayam utireyet. So Narayanam namaskritya naramachayam narottamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato jayam udhiriyet. And we're going to sing that in the next, you will hear me sing it. Try to sing it with me.
Let's take a nice deep breath and see if we can ground ourselves. Breathe in, breathe out. As you breathe in and breathe out, focus just on your breath and the sound of my voice. Before we move forward, let's talk about different meditation techniques. Personally, I do not do shavasana and close my eyes while lying down because the chances are I'll fall asleep. I want my meditation to be relaxed, but not so relaxed that I fall asleep. So I suggest sitting on a chair or in a comfortable place where you're relaxed and slightly alert at the same time so you can do a body scan. Let's start by focusing our breath in and out. Just bring your awareness and start becoming aware of your breath. Again, do not do deep breathing. Just your regular breathing and just be very aware of it. As you breathe in, bring your awareness to the center of your forehead, to your third eye, right smack between your two eyebrows. Stay there. Now from here, start moving to your eyes, to your nose, to your mouth, and back slowly through the same route to your forehead. Now, staying in this area of the forehead and face, I want to relax my face. So we will relax the muscles of our face. Breathe in, breathe out, relax. Now, I like to repeat a word. I like to say Om. You don't have to. If you have another word you want to use, that's okay. So let's do the scan, focusing on our face and relaxing our face and breathing and saying Om. Om. All right, now let us start our body scan. Let us bring our attention to the area above our head. Visualize a beautiful healing light entering the top of the head or hovering there. Just stay here, breathe in, breathe out, Om. Om. On our second Om, gently guide this healing light from the top of her head to her third eye. Om. Now, breathe in this light, gently rub your hands, and visualize the light entering your palms. Breathe out and put these warm palms to your eyes. You will stay here for 3 breaths, or 3 Oms, or 3 phrases. Om. 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 Rub your hands gently again, and this time put your hands on your throat and say Om. Visualize the energy from your hands and this healing light vibrating in your throat. Om. 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 Your hands again. This time put your hand on your navel area. Again, we will repeat Om 3 times, but before we do that, keep your hand on the center of the tummy where your navel is. Breathe in and breathe out. Visualize a fire or a light that represents your vitality, your chi, your prana, and your digestive fire in this navel area. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. And now we will do our 3 Oms. Om. Om. Now bring your hands back to a prayer position or namaste. Stay here for 3 breaths. Visualize or imagine a healing hula hoop vibrating with the sound of Om on the top of your head, and it's moving from the top of her head towards our body, then moving to our toes. And as we imagine and visualize this healing hoop vibrating with this Om sound, We will also simultaneously do a quick body scan from the head to the forehead, to the eyes, to the heart, to the stomach, down to the thighs, knees, legs, and feet. I will guide you through it. Okay. The hula hoop is vibrating on our head. It is moving to our forehead, vibrating with beautiful healing energy. This healing energy is moving to our eyes. This healing energy is moving to our heart. This healing energy is moving to our stomach. This healing energy is moving to our thighs, knees, legs, calves, heels, feet, toes. Just stay there and be aware of this body scan. Do not think, just be aware. When your mind wanders, which it will, gently bring your attention back to your breath or your chosen point of focus. And now we will end with three ohms. Om. 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 Thank you and namaste. Be patient and persistent with your practice. The benefits of meditation come over time. Remember, there is no right way to meditate, and it's okay if your mind wanders during practice. The key is to be gentle with yourself and keep on bringing your attention back. You will notice I use a lot of hand gestures and use our hands because our hands are our healing tools. Namaste.